Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm Suzanne Monahan. Here's what's happening. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro is announcing corruption charges against Philadelphia State Representative Movita Johnson Harrell. The charges include theft, perjury, and tampering with evidence. Shapiro said he is disappointed at the charges. The West Philadelphia Democrat was the first female Muslim member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. And stay with KYW News Radio 1060 for the latest on this developing story. A car chase involving Pennsylvania State Police led to two arrests and two kids getting hurt in Germantown yesterday. State police say they stopped a silver Hyundai Entourage, but instead of waiting, the two people inside drove off onto the Schuylkill Expressway and tossed a gun out the window yesterday afternoon around 4. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports the chaotic scene was at Morris Street near Queen Lane.
The van then made its way off the highway into the neighborhoods. Police say it nailed a few cars on this Germantown block, and one of the cars ended up hitting a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old who were outside. Emil Duffy tells CBS 3 he and others tried to help the kids, and then he got a good look at the damage.
That's when I saw my car up in the air on top of another car.
State police say they arrested the driver, Ronaldo Robbie Chaw, and passenger James Adams, both of Philadelphia. Cops say Adams had a warrant out for his arrest. A star Philadelphia high school football player is dead, and his twin brother has been charged with murder. Police say 18-year-old Sewall Gillard was shot once in the chest around 5:20 Sunday evening when a gun his brother was handling somehow went off. He was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Authorities say a weapon was recovered at the scene. The shooting remains under investigation. Gillard was three-time All-Public League running back who played for Mastery Charter North High School. School officials say several colleges had expressed interest in recruiting him. The Wolf administration is sounding the alarm on a third proposed change to SNAP benefits by the Trump administration. Under the current rules, the state is allowed to calculate how much SNAP recipients need when it comes to utilities like heat and cooling. The new rule would change that, resulting in a $4.5 billion cut to SNAP food benefits over 5 years. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains the Department of Human Services says it's bad for Pennsylvania.
This rule, as proposed, could negatively affect approximately 775,000 households in Pennsylvania.
Department of Human Services Secretary Teresa Miller submitted public comments in opposition, arguing that states in the Northeast will be hard hit, where many SNAP recipients rely on fossil fuels. Under the new calculation, those fuels are excluded.
I think it's incumbent upon states to speak up and say this is wrong.
Currently, Pennsylvania receives about $2.5 billion a year from SNAP and plays a role in the lives of over 1.5 million people across the state. The Cherry Hill Food Pantry got a new home this week. The pantry had to leave its former rent-free location on Brace Road because a grocery store is moving in. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the new place on Beechwood Avenue used to house offices and a small manufacturing space.
Last week, the pantry bought the place for $350,000, says Executive Director Janet Giordano.
The mortgage is so much cheaper than the rents we were going to pay.
Giordano says the office walls need to be demolished in her new 8,400 square foot facility. She says the place needs new bathrooms and wiring, and she's looking for tradespeople to donate materials, services, or both.
450 people take advantage of the pantry every month. A GoFundMe page is set up to collect donations for renovations. And that's the All Local. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.